We pray, Lord, grant us wisdom for Jesus' sake. Amen. According to the National Vital Statistics System, the leading cause of death among teenagers is accidents. And the most prevalent kind of accident is by a motor vehicle. Motor vehicle fatalities account for 1/3 of all teenage deaths. And as for gender, the percentage of males who are killed is about 50% more than females. Girls don't have to prove how macho they are by sending 3 tons of metal hurtling and swerving down the highway. Furthermore, statistics show that having other teens in the car increases the risk of an accident. The more teens in the car, especially male teens, the greater the risk. Today, 7 teenagers will be killed in traffic accidents. Who knows how many will be injured and even maimed for life? After church last Saturday, I suggested to my wife that we wait a little while before driving home so that I don't have to watch students on their way back to campus driving. I suggested this because on the previous 2 weekends, I had observed reckless driving by some of our students. I'm not the only one who sees this. The subject has come up at faculty meetings. Well, listen to the word of God. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil. But a fool is reckless and careless. So a wise person is cautious. He carefully ponders his actions. First of all, he considers whether or not his actions will be pleasing to God. And then he considers the consequences of his actions. Are they going to prove harmful to body or soul? Will this action of mine lead to good or to evil? Will it result in happiness and peace or suffering and trouble? The fool, on the other hand, gives little thought to the will of God and does not consider the consequences of his actions. He is reckless and careless. He's very confident about himself, believing that he is impervious to harm, almost a Superman. Among unbelievers, there are those who are wise in the ways of the world, and they, while they do not consider the will of God, do think about avoiding those things which might prove harmful to their bodies. At least they have that much sense. But we are believers. We have been redeemed by the blood of Christ. We've been saved from the foolishness of our past lives. We've been resurrected from the death of sin. We have ascended to the throne of God. Our eyes have been opened up to behold the glories of our Lord, the glories to be found in this fellowship with God. We are saved. You were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or without spot. This is the kind of wisdom that God has granted to us, not because we have somehow earned it or deserved it, but because of His insuperable love. A love which blinds its eyes to our past sins and opens them up to what we are through Christ. And when you think about what God has done and continues to do in our lives, surely you will want to use the moments and the days that He has given to you in such a way that we are pleasing Him all the time. That's in our thoughts, it's in our minds. Your life belongs to God. He bought it. He paid for it in full. Your life is destined to be eternal and to be glorious. Is it too much to ask? Too much for God to ask of us that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship? So if God calls upon you to be wise, to be cautious, to be thoughtful in the things that you do and say, turning away from evil, isn't that what you want to do? And do not take for granted the continuing presence of the holy angels. Every day they are rescuing us from who knows how many consequences of our foolishness. Take this not as a reason to continue to be foolish, but as a reason to abandon foolishness and to seek wisdom. And this applies to every aspect of your life and every day of your life. But I started out talking here about how you conduct your life when you're behind a steering wheel. The next time you get behind the wheel, don't be a fool. Be wise. We don't want to attend your funeral while you're still a student at this school. Some of us have already done that kind of thing. It's very hard. We don't want to visit you in the hospital. We want you in the classroom, whole and healthy, in chapel, on the campus, playing in the gymnasium. So while you're thinking about yourselves when you're behind the wheel, also think about your passengers. You are responsible for their lives while they're in your car. Think. One who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. And passengers, think twice about the driver with whom you're going to ride next time. Let us pray. O Lord, we are all plagued with foolishness. Forgive us for Jesus' sake. Through your word, give us the wisdom we need to lead a life that will bring glory to your name and blessings to your people. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Hymn 51.